This is The Spot, a production of BYU Idaho Radio, where we're talking about what you're talking about. Joining me to host this episode is Jessica Morgenthaler. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are not that of BYU Idaho Radio or the university. They are solely the opinions of the hosts. Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Spot this week, where we're talking about what you're talking about. I'm Virginia Henry.
And I'm Jessica Morgenthaler.
This week, we're talking about eating during the holidays. So we've all come back from the break, starting into the holiday season full blast. But I mean, I'm still thinking about what I ate.
Same. I just thinking about all the things that are back home right now, all the leftovers I could not bring with me. And now I'm back to my lame ham and cheese lunches and mashed potato dinners. And
oh yeah, it's a one thing I noticed while I was away for Thanksgiving was how normal families eat like a full meal. You know, they have like a salad, and then they have like a main dish, and then they have another side dish, and then they have a dessert. And when I make dinner, it's just like, it's just one thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and same for me. The hardest thing for me is including vegetables into my dinners.
Truth.
I buy the vegetables.
Preach! Preach!
I have them. They sit in my freezer or they sit in my fridge, and they usually go bad before the time I get to them.
Oh my gosh.
I don't want to eat them.
I'm so glad I'm not the only one. I have literally, over the past few days, had to throw away like 2 bags of spinach because I just didn't use it. And I just... it's just, it's cold, you know, and who wants to eat cold stuff? And I just, I don't know.
We must have this natural tendency to want to just bulk up and get warm for the winter. I think one of my roommates, she served in Canada, and she's like, yeah, they just eat so they can get warm for the winter. And maybe that's just a natural tendency we have.
Yeah, my sister served her mission in Norway, and they ate a lot of meat and potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And that is
me.
What they ate. So I miss having full meals. And I don't know why, but like when my aunt and uncle made the salad, it just looked so much better. You know, it's like I can totally make that spinach, chop up some tomatoes and mushrooms, and boom.
Yeah, you have a colorful salad.
Yeah. But when I make it, I'm like, ew.
Too much effort.
You know, but when someone else makes it, I'm like, oh, wow, this looks so good and amazing.
It tastes better when someone else makes it.
It's true. It does. And that's why we probably like to go out to eat a lot, is even though it's like I could just make a burger at home or something, but I had to have to make it.
Mm-hmm.
So might as well spend $10 on something I could easily make for less.
Mm-hmm. And it usually tastes better. Because, you know, I am a terrible cook, and you do something bland or easy, and so you get, like, a full-course meal if you go out to eat. But it's the end of the semester. We're running out of college funds, and so maybe it's not the best idea to go out to eat all the time.
Well, and also, the thing that I realize is at the end of semesters, it's like, okay, well, I don't want to go shopping because I'm leaving.
Right. Yeah, you don't want to leave behind a bunch of food.
Yeah, you're like, okay, so I got to eat everything. So then you get down to, like, nothing. I mean, you're just like
canned tuna,
the most random stuff that you didn't want to eat before that you have to eat now. And so whereas normal people, I feel like during the holiday season have just this wonderful, I say normal people, we're normal people, we're just in college, and just they have this smorgasbord all the time of all these yummy foods to eat, and then college students are like, that doesn't start till we go home.
Right, yeah. We just don't have time to make big fancy foods and things like that. So I don't know.
No, and the problem is because, at least for me, I don't know about anyone else, but because I usually only have, like, one thing to eat for, like, breakfast, a bowl of cereal, mm-hmm. or lunch, some yogurt, and then for dinner, some potatoes. You know, mm-hmm. it's like one thing. And then when I go home and there's so much, I just like gorge. I'm like,
yes, overeat. Rah! You're bored, and so you eat. That's what I do when I go home. I don't have any responsibilities, so I'm just bored, and I continue eating. And then I regret it the next day and feel sick throughout. So it's we got to learn some self-control with food, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, so during Thanksgiving, I just, right? Like, I was feeling good. I've been feeling sick lately. And so I was feeling good that day and was just like, all right, this is a blessing from heaven. I'm going to eat Thanksgiving. And so I just, you know, piled it on my plate like normal, but my stomach has shrunk. And so I'm halfway through my turkey and I'm like, I'm full. I haven't even gotten the cranberry sauce or like the stuffing and like all this good stuff. And I still ate it all, which I shouldn't have. But it's like, yeah, I overpiled my plate a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So I feel like you can take two different roads during, you know, the holidays or the month of December. You can rather, you know, just overeat, eat all the snacks because it's, you know, it's a happy season. There's tons of people giving out cookies and treats.
Calories just don't exist. Calories,
yeah. And be happy because then next month is January, start of the year, and that's, you know, where everyone goes to the gym and starts their new diet and all their, you know, New Year's resolutions of eating better. So you can just plan for January to start over. Or if you're super proactive and have a lot of strong will, you can, you know, pace yourself out, still eat good food, eat smaller portions, or, you know, while you're here at college, eat simply and then wait till you go home and then, you know, eat the good foods. So
in moderation.
Yeah. Yes.
I feel like eating during the holidays is such a challenge for college students. Well, obviously when they're at school, but when they go home, it's just that then you get adjusted and you're like, yes, mom makes wonderful food. I'm just eating all this stuff. And your stomach gets huge. And then you go back to school and you're like back to nothing. And then it's like kind of depressing. And you kind of, at least I go through that. I'm like, just have my little morning period as I make my tomato soup.
Oh, that sounds so good right now. But maybe, you know, going home for the holidays would be a good way to just ask mom, you know, for simple recipes. We need college recipes of, you know, minimal ingredients because, you know, I don't have paprika and nutmeg in my spice rack. I probably have like three spices. So, you know, moms love to take care of you. So I have them give you some recipes, look for simple ways where you still eat good foods, but, you know, don't have to go all crazy like your mom does.
Yeah.
Back home.
Oh, yeah. Have you, like, I mean, have you found any good simple recipes for the holidays, or are you still hunting for them?
My go-to is definitely Pinterest because you can just type in what things you're looking for, and then there's so many different blogs with different people with different recipes. You can, like, I tried to make homemade mac and cheese one time, and there was like 5 billion different recipes for homemade mac and cheese.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I found a simple one. It was still good. It was just like 3 ingredients. Just went to the store, got some cheese, and I had all the rest. But then there was other ones, maybe for other people, who have like the bacon and the spices and
sweetened condensed milk and then the heavy cream and then the half and half and then this type of cheese and this type of cheese and then the crumbles on top and... Yeah.
So depending, like, you know, where you're at and what things you have, you can find it all in there. So just Pinterest it.
There you go. I love that. I love Pinterest it. And you know, we're so blessed because our grandmothers and, well, depending on how old our parents were, well, no, yes, our parents didn't have the internet when they were in college.
Yes.
And so it's like, how did you live? You know, like, what did you do? But they survived somehow.
Yeah. My dad said that he pretty much lived off of Spam and Vienna sausages. So, my first semester, we went grocery shopping, like, oh, you need Spam, you need Vienna sausages. I'm like, okay. Barf. Oh, my gosh. So gross. And every time I tried to cook Spam, my roommates were like, thought I was burning the house down. They're just like, Jess is cooking again.
Oh,
that's what I, you know, thought was. No, there's such more better, you know, things now, and they're less expensive, and you can find way better ways to eat than Spam and Vienna sausages. No offense to if you like that, because, yes, but not my cup of tea.
I see, the only way I can eat spam, because I will eat spam, not Vienna sausages, can't do it.
Yeah, that's
weird. Draw the line. But spam, I'll make misubi. I had a Polynesian companion on my mission, and she made it for me. And so you cut up the spam thinly, and then you like saute it or you fry it. Not, you don't need to put any oil in there because it has enough in it. And then you make rice, and then you put, it's like a little sandwich, the spam and then the rice, and you wrap it in seaweed. And then it's like this really cheap sushi that's, anyway, I can eat that. I can eat that. But like, that's it.
Oh,
that's all I got. That's all I got for spam.
That's good. And you know, they actually, there's a restaurant that sells spam. Like they cook it and they make it into something good. It's called Kainoa's Grill, and it's coming here to Rexburg.
Oh yeah, that's what's taking the place of Nielsen's.
Yep, yep.
Oh.
So I used to go to school at Eastern Arizona College, in a little town called Thatcher in Arizona, and that was, I'm pretty sure that's their only location. It's a small town, Thatcher, and now it's coming here to Rexburg, and I am so excited and so happy because it's just like a Hawaiian grill, and yes, they also have the spam. I have not tried that yet. But yeah, I think I will now.
Yeah. It's not too bad. With the rice, because when you have the rice and the seaweed, it offsets like the the intensity of the saltiness, you know. Anyway, I found that for me, a holiday thing that I'm comfortable with making is mashed potatoes.
Like instant mashed potatoes?
No, like real mashed potatoes.
Mash the potatoes. Okay.
Mash the potatoes, yes. I mean, instant mashed potatoes, every college student knows about those. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're in Idaho, for heaven's sake. But the real ones, it's not too bad. You just put butter, you boil your potatoes, you cut them up. Well, you can peel them or not. It depends on what you like. And then you just cut them up and you boil them for however long until they're as soft as you want them. And then you mash them and you put butter and salt, and you can put some milk in too, which I do, and then it's just really good, and it's super simple.
It doesn't seem too hard.
No, and then if you want gravy, there are the little, I don't make my own gravy, but
yeah, the little packets.
Yeah, the little turkey, the little packets that you can make the brown gravy, and you just add water, and so it's like super easy, a super easy little Thanksgiving dish, mashed potatoes and gravy. And you can feel proud because you make the mashed potatoes from whole potatoes.
Right. Yeah, so it's still good and fresh.
It offsets the mix of the gravy. But for me, I mean, that sounds pretty sad that that's my holiday dish. But I'm getting there, you know. Slowly but surely. I should go on Pinterest. That's what I should do. I haven't done that yet. So maybe I'll find some more options on there.
Definitely highly recommend it.
We've been wanting to make snickerdoodles.
Those are super easy.
Well, I've heard. But you have, there's this one thing. Cream of tartar.
Oh, yep.
And so we're like, we're going to make snickerdoodles. And we're going to have snickerdoodles with our hot chocolate or our cider, you know. And then we're like, we don't have cream of tartar. And so we have yet to make them because we don't have that.
You can definitely make them without, but I have heard that the cream tartar just makes them a little more, I think, chewy or moist.
Like the soft. Yeah. So it's a soft cookie instead of hard as a rock.
Yeah, I think I bought some for something, and I've yet to use it because I never have time to bake. So you can have mine.
Okay, perfect. And so apparently, there are lots of recipes on Pinterest for holiday foods. So don't despair as a college student because you're missing out because you're here and not home yet. There are solutions that are simple and easy so you can enjoy the holidays as well. But keep looking forward to going home and just eating in moderation, but enjoying it still.
Enjoying it, yeah. I think it's super important to just use a food is such, it's like a segue to creating relationships and, you know, bonding the family together.
Truth.
Food is like, every time I hang out with friends, it's, you know, food is usually involved.
You want to do something? Yeah, let's go get something.
Yes, or make something. Yeah. It's, you know, such a great way to build some relationships. And because you're feeling good because you're eating. So how can you be mad?
Yeah.
Or if you have a significant other who is upset or something, what do you do? Bring them ice cream. Bring them a cookie. Or a friend that's upset.
Yes.
Food is a good segue. Good food.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, That is advice for the ages. If someone's upset with you, make them food and it will help.
Yes.
Feel better. But I love that. I love that. If you want to try out new recipes, that's an easy date or an easy family home evening activity, or just with your roommate bonding, or just with friends, you could, hey, you want to try out this new holiday recipe since mm-hmm. it's Christmas time or, next year before Thanksgiving. And then just experiment, and it can bring people together. So you don't have to just mope around because you don't have mom.
Right.
Well, thanks for joining us for The Spot this week, where we're talking about eating during the holidays and the problems of overeating during the holidays, as well as what we can do while we're still at college just waiting to go home so we can overeat at home at the holidays. But not highly recommended because it makes you have a stomachache.
Yes, don't get stomachache. I still got finals to get through.
Yeah. Well, I'm Virginia Henry.
And I'm Jessica Morgenthaler.
And happy eating.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are not that of BYU Idaho Radio or the university. They are solely the opinions of the hosts. The hosts for this episode were myself, Virginia Henry, and Jessica Morgenthaler. This episode was produced by Virginia Henry. The project supervisor for this episode is Brandon Isle. Be sure to share this podcast on social media from our Facebook page, BYU Idaho Radio. You can also download and listen to past episodes of The Spot on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, and wherever else you get your podcasts. The music used in this podcast are Running by DJ Quad and Buddha by Context.